God.
It's like this Lions job with a vision. That vision has ignited the Lions fan base in a way not seen perhaps ever.
This is a sleeping giant. This is a sports town. And, we feel the love.
Remember who the you are!
NFC North champions, everybody.
Division winners, back-to-back seasons.
Your team main laws of the pride is worldwide now. Riding to your town, win, then ride out. The crew here to break it down for y'all, to demonstrate how we game playing around with y'all. The humble host with punchlines to give you a black eye. You brought a GM and OC, even a stat guy. Other teams drink the Kool-Aid, roll over and quit. I drank Campbell's soup and woke up all grits.
Cut the music. We're not even playing that trash. We shouldn't have even played it. This is the All Grit Podcast. Your humble host. We're not happy. I'm with the whole crew today, minus one. Adrian, OC, how you doing?
We're here, man. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I'm not faking.
Well, that's a whole lot different than the text chains that we were going out yesterday. But anyway, with us, we got Plax, the GM. Welcome in.
What's going on, y'all?
Let's go, Plax. Welcome back, bro.
And last but not least, we got Ivan, the bench warmer, the intern, the water Hello. Boy. How you doing?
Good. Doing pretty all right.
So let's just walk everybody through it. This is the Monday after the Lions opening 2025 season. We traveled over to Lambeau, played at a 4:30 time, and actually I don't know if the offensive line actually traveled with the team or if they took a bus and they got there late, but we'll talk a little bit about the offensive line to kick us off. So Lions lose 13-20. Shoot, I don't even know.
A lot.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
To 100. Yeah.
Burn the tape.
And a lot of it came back to the offensive line, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. Where do we start? Let's start with the offensive line. Plax, where did we go wrong?
Letting Ragnow go, I guess.
Not getting a good enough doctor for Ragnow.
Yeah. Apparently.
He needed Mr. Miyagi or somebody to put the... Put the magic hands on him or something. But, yeah, I mean, I think it started out halfway decent. We were moving the ball. But, like, as the game went on, it was so glaring how soft the middle of the O-line was. Like, the last couple of years, like, that middle, that run up the middle off guard was, like, such a bread and butter for us. And it just was not there. And that just really, really changed the game. I mean – They did okay. I mean, Green Bay. They got a really good defensive line. You gotta give them credit. But like, just by not having the time, like, how many checkdowns did Goff have to throw? Like, we didn't have any of those deep crossers that, you know, usually break the game open with J-Mo or St. Brown. Yeah. And it just kind of just. I think they tried to adjust. They just couldn't. And it kind of just became more and more evident. Throughout the game. I mean, Goff was 31-39. I mean, that's pretty sneaking good, but all his passes were 5 yards. I think they accidentally brought Michigan's playbook with him to Lambeau.
Well, 5 yards a throw would be almost doubling their what they actually did. So let's go back to this stat, and I'll welcome Ivan and Adrian for their thoughts on the offensive line as well. So my good Packer friend, who no doubt will be listening to this episode. We watched the game with them yesterday, Ryan and Grady and his whole family, the Sharpings. So he's literally sending me stuff as we're recording the pod right now. But he just wanted me to know that, through the air, Jared Goff checked it down to Gibbs repeatedly. That earned his back, Gibbs, the stat line of 10 receptions for 31 yards. And in quotes, it says, no player in the history of the NFL has caught that many balls for that little yardage. So we can hang the banner.
We're breaking records.
Let's go. Got to be some kind of a record.
No.
So, Ivan, Adrian, let's start with Adrian, the offensive line.
I do want to preface this entire episode for all our listeners. I know we've got some big diehard Lions fans. Like, we're going to talk about what we are upset about, right? What we saw. I mean, you as a listener, you saw it as well, but this is week one. Like, week one and week two in the NFL is usually preseason football for a lot of these starters, especially our starters. Goff did not play during the preseason, nor did a lot of these other guys. Think of Hutch. He hasn't played football in almost a year, so he's ramping up. So we are not going to panic. It's week one, but there's some obvious glaring issues that aren't excused from week one, which what we're pointing out is the offensive line. So there was a stat that Tony Romo said that the Lions during this game ran the ball 22 times. And out of those 22 times, 16 times, Montgomery or Gibbs were touched before they reached the line of scrimmage. So think about that. The Packers were getting through our offensive line 16 out of the 22 times before our guy even can get to the line of scrimmage. The first image in my head is Montgomery on that goal line where we almost got a safety. It was just like before he even gets the ball, I think it was Ratledge missed his blocking assignment, and that Packer defensive tackle's just got an open run at the backfield, like almost a safety there. So there's some obvious glaring communication issues happening on the line interior, the interior line happening that is going to need a lot of work, That's my take.
Ivan, what say you, offensive line, just to start us off?
Well, both guys really explained everything. Just tons of misassignments. Really, that's what it really was. And I felt like they didn't want to play, or they just didn't show up. They just weren't, you know, they weren't hungry enough. So they were getting beat even by Parsons, who wasn't even conditioned, and it's supposedly sick. So,
yeah, that was all a lie.
That's a good point.
Just like Grady. Grady called it, right?
Grady did call it. Where's Grady at? Shout out to Grady. It was a small
shout out, Grady. Yeah, we'll do a little one of these for Grady. He basically said that's just to calm everybody down and get the heat off of Dallas because, you know, basically they said, oh, well, he's sitting down. He can't practice right now because his back and blah, blah, blah. And he comes out there. And dude, if he would have had time to condition and what he would have been out there, because I think he was only out there 43 or 45% of the snaps, the defensive snaps. But yeah, if he had any type of.
And he played pretty well, in my opinion, for the most part. He had a few.
He's just an energizer bunny, dude.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crowd was going like, crazy every time he stepped on the field.
And you expect that from Hutch. I mean, we'll talk about that later, our defensive line, but it's just like, man, he would, you know, you paid for him, you got him. So,
yeah.
All right. Let's switch the topic a little bit over to the coordinators. Where do you want to start with that one? You want to start defensive coordinator? Let's start defensive coordinator. So Calvin Shepard.
Start with Calvin.
What do you think, Plax? What's your first take of his first NFL game?
I mean, I don't think it was horrible. I guess I don't really know what I expected. I mean, Green Bay came out hot, and I think he had tried to adjust pretty well. But I just think Jordan Love was getting the ball out of his hands so quick. And also zero pressure for the most part, but man, they were cooking us up. I was kind of surprised how much success they had over the middle. Safeties not being there. Like, I don't know if I heard Kirby's name one time the whole game.
I didn't.
I mean, I think it'll continue to get better. I mean, I think they had a solid game plan. It just, you know, I think Green Bay had all the energy. It didn't really seem like we had much of an edge to us aside from like the first 5 minutes when we're like ripping people's helmets off and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I wasn't too mad. I wasn't too mad at it. I didn't expect it to just be
a shout out branch.
Right. You know, a lights out performance. I think he'll do just fine. I can't really I'm not gonna put all the blame on him.
Adrian, well, give me your thoughts on Calvin Shepard. What you know, we're looking at basically Aaron Glenn for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
What did you see comparable? What did you see completely opposite?
Comparable, there was some all-out blitzes that were obvious. Like, okay, like he's bringing the house. We know it as viewers, and the Packers know it on the field. And that's kind of Aaron Glennish. We knew that they were still going to try to do that. Unfortunately, we couldn't get home even when doing that. The weird thing that I did not like was, why was Aiden Hutchinson, why was Marcus Davenport dropping down in coverage as like a weird linebacker hybrid safety? I don't know what, just, you know, dropping back in coverage on third down. And then Brian Branch or another corner, and they were rushing the passer.
Yeah.
Like the cute, exotic, weird looking looks, that's all they are. They're cute and exotic, and they were not working. Like, why would you put Aiden in a situation like that and not put your best player to rush the passer? It was maybe I know for sure he did it once. I don't know if what you guys saw, he did it a couple times, but they need to stop doing that. Just get to basics and put your best players in their best positions.
There you go. Agreed totally. When I saw, well, you know, Aaron Glenn did do that a couple times, right? Remember, Hutch got two of his interceptions, I think, by kind of playing that little off the line and linebacker-esque. But yeah, that's asking a lot for the first game of the season. You would think that they would just say kill the quarterback. But right. Ivan, any other things to add to either? Let's switch it, and you can either do offensive or defensive coordinator that you saw.
Okay, I'll go with defensive coordinator. It was frustrating not to see a pass rush or at all during like third downs. They were giving him a lot of time. Jordan Love, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah, he had like so many seconds to throw the ball, which like two of those, what one of those drives ended up in being like a two play touchdown. I remember watching.
Right. Yeah,
and they gave him so much time, which was really annoying. And it's not concerning right now, but hopefully it could be developed. I'm going to give it to like 4 to week 8 until the bye week, until I start pressing a panic button.
Dang. But, this dude's not going to be nervous for 7 weeks, fellas.
No, I just feel like, Ivan.
What if we're 2-6?
That's the thing. If we're 2-6, that is concerning. That's just on today. We'll probably need to get like free agents or something in the transfer window or something. Then going to
transfer portal, we're going to college.
Yeah. No, for real.
We might just have to.
Then offensive, I'd say Johnny Morton wasn't taking, he was not really stretching the field like where he should have, you know, taking advantage of JMO, using him, then, you know, taking Amon-Ra St. Brown, probably cutting him with a slant or something like that. That's just my thought.
All right. Well, let's go back to the offensive coordinator, like you said. So I got this image here, and if you are watching on the YouTube, you can see it pop up. This is what Adrian was seeing. Can you guys see that image?
Yep.
Yes. I don't know if it's just me or for everybody. Okay, so
yeah, we can see it.
There's our offense. They're hiking on the 1 yard line if you're not watching. And Demo, from that shot is just filthy. The picture. You got Graham Glasgow playing center. So he goes left. He's double teaming Mahogany on a guard. And you got, I can't tell who that is on the Packers.
Is it 98? 38? I can't tell. 98? Yeah.
But then it's just like you have Sewell and Ratledge literally ghosting to the right, and just the nose guard is just, now if I'm David Montgomery, I'm not taking that ball from Jared Goff. I'm telling you, I'm doing an audible in my head, and I'm I'm hitting 98 right in the mouth if I'm David Montgomery. There ain't no way in the world I'm going to take that ball. Mm-hmm. But he did and ended on the 1 yard line. I'd have had Jared Goff throw it to somebody, but probably would have been a safety had I done that. But that's just, I've never seen a picture like that in my life. That's unbelievable.
It was like that several times. We just don't have pictures of it. Where,
that's true.
Unfortunately, Tate, when he was playing good, he was playing good, right? On his assignments, but there were several just missed assignments. So it's just mental mistakes.
Yeah. Crazy. So before we come back from when we come back from our little sponsor here, why don't you run a little DDD for us? We're going to get into a little bit more of some in-depth conversations that was held with Alex Anzalone. Okay, we got some audio from Alex. I actually met up with him a little bit after the game and asked him a question about the coordinators. So we're going to get his reply coming right off this sponsor.
Today's episode is sponsored by Dan Diamond Equipment, a used fork truck dealing company located in Hastings, Michigan. They sell and rent fork trucks and die handlers. With over 30 years of experience, don't hesitate to call Dan Diamond Equipment for all of your fork truck needs. Reach out to Dan at 269-948-3377. Again, the number for Dan Diamond Equipment, 269-948-3377.
Okay, so we talked red alarms, we talked bad plays. We're not gonna just devote a whole episode of that. All right. This is one of those games, kind of like a couple years ago, where it's the Baltimore Ravens. What do they call that, Ivan? A game that you just need to what?
Burn the tape.
Burn the tape. Even the water boy knows that. All right, so we're burning the tape. Now I talked to Alex Anzalone. Asked him, and you'll get a little clip of me asking him, but if it doesn't come through, I asked him, how do you, and actually, no, the second question was, you know, a lot of people are talking about the coordinators after this week one loss, and listen to Alex Anzalone's thoughts to you as a fan. Go ahead and play it, Adrian.
Appreciate it. There's going to be some conversations about, are these the right coordinators for the team now? What are your thoughts?
After week one?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Well, the fans are not, whoever's saying that's not highly intelligent.
First of all, I love the laugh.
Yeah, fair enough.
Can we hear that one more time?
Appreciate it. There's going to be some conversations about, are these the right coordinators for the team now? What are your thoughts?
After week one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, the fans are not, whoever's saying that's not highly intelligent.
All right.
Kawhi Leonard somewhere heard that.
Right, dude. Right. That will be a drop moving forward. So not highly intelligent. So he's basically, like we talked about pre-post, Adrian, he's given us the Aaron Rodgers from years ago. Now those Packer fans, Lions fans, yeah, Plax knows what I'm talking about. He spelled it out. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. So this is Alex Anzalone telling everybody, listen, it's the first game of the season. It's an opponent that we're well aware of in the same division. They're tough, and it's the NHI. What's NHI? Well, he just said it. Not highly intelligent. So don't be an NHI if you're around him. What do you boys think about that?
I mean, he's right. It's week one. We had talked about earlier in the season or off season that it is going to take a little bit of time for things to gel. I personally didn't expect it to look this bad week one. You know what? Just like thinking about the whole game in general, like I'm fine with the defense. Like, yeah, they couldn't get home and get enough pressures, but not a big deal. It's week one. A lot of defenses did way worse than we did. If you look across the NFL, but offensively, yeah, I'm hoping that Johnny Morton can do a lot better. I'm going to place the blame on the players this time on the offensive line with miscommunication and not necessarily on the play calling, even though the play calling could definitely be a lot better It could be something else than not just running the ball every single first down, right? And the defense expecting that. So good learning lesson. And the title of this whole episode, it's a wake-up call. It is a huge wake-up call. That's my take.
Nice. Ivan? I think you're muted, Ivan. Or maybe not.
No, I want to show some tape about the offense real quick. Hold on. Let me pull it up real quick.
While you're looking,
yeah.
You got that right now?
Yeah, give me a sec. Let me just make sure all of this is happening.
I do want to circle back to Adrian whenever you're done, Ivan, about the defense, because it's not all bad when you compare the first half to the second half. Is that what you're kind of looking at?
Yeah.
I'm looking at, but I just mostly the offense. I'm actually going to pull it up real quick. It's just surprising. I have it ready. I just let me screen share real quick. Hello. Cool. Can we see my screen?
Yep.
Can you see this?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Talk it over for our listeners who don't have it.
Okay. So this is happening in the red zone. So it's very common with other plays I've noticed too. I saw this on Twitter X. Not just this play, but other ones. So this one's in the, red zone. But as you can see, if you're watching on YouTube or if you're listening, the ball's on the 20. And we have check down right here by Gibbs on the south side of the field. And most of the wide receivers, we have four within the 10-yard line to the goal line. They're too cluttered, and they're not taking opportunities to expand the field. So here's one example. Feel free to intervene too if there's anything that you see or that I'm missing. That's just one in the red zone. Let me go back to the other image.
Yeah, so for our listeners only, you got that picture that he just showed. You got three wide receivers, and I don't know who they were, but they had to have all been within 7 yards of each other. Yeah. I mean, of a 50-yard – or how wide is a football field? Is it 30 or 50? I mean,
40 wide. To 50.
Yeah, so it's like they were within 5 yards of each other, which is absolutely ridiculous. But, go ahead. Yeah. Second screen.
Yeah, this is a second play. They're in the middle of the field. This is probably second or the fourth quarter. Same thing. Wide receivers just are bunched in, not doing anything. They're covered, two high safeties from the defense. Yeah.
They were baiting them to just check down all day.
Yeah.
By these defensive looks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And not really taking advantage. I'm thinking this is Jamal on the top. So if he would have gotten more vertical, expanded that a little bit more to move any of these free safeties or strong safeties, then probably also use, let's see, Amon-Ra St. Brown and also Sam Laporta to attack the middle of the field. That would have been better. The funny thing is, Sam Laporta was our highest graded offensive player too. Yep. So pretty much, and that's what I got.
All right. Well, that's good insight. Did he just kick himself out?
Yeah,
he probably did.
We'll come back in.
I think that last one, it's like a third down. I mean, Green Bay's in a 3-4, or maybe a quarters. I mean, They're playing the right defense there. Everybody's sitting at the sticks with two high safeties. So, I mean, there's not really a whole lot you can do there. But they were good at taking the top of the offense away. And, how many big – we're so accustomed to so many big plays all last year. I think they're just like – they're just not going to let that happen today. So, I mean, they had a great defensive game plan, scheme. So, yeah, and that's where all the checkdowns came from.
But that scares me moving forward is they put the tape out there to stop the
because we couldn't run the ball.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean,
that's how that
happens. Is Chicago's defensive line any worse? I mean, they got some beasts on their defensive line too.
They do.
Are we going to be able to move those guys to set up the play action? You know, it's just, man, I'm looking forward to tonight's game. Sit back, put a little pressure on the Vikings and Bears. Adrian and Grady picked the Vikings to win tonight. I picked the Bears just because I don't trust JJ, but we'll see. I want to see JJ play tonight. Side note.
I need the Bears defense to do terrible for fantasy reasons. So I need the Vikings to obliterate them.
No,
and shout out to cousin Danny. He needs like 20 points from Hawkinson tonight. So hopefully that happens.
Someone else, yeah. We're playing in a league where someone needs 20 points from Hawk, dude. All right.
Let me just call up JJ McCarthy real quick and let him know.
Right. I want to get your guys' just quick thoughts on the second half compared to the first half defense. So first half defense gave up. Do you have the stat 17? Line on you? Did they give up 17?
Two touchdowns and a field goal, I think.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, tons of yards, right? Second half, the defense. Now think about this. The defense in the second half allowed the Packers to throw the ball 6 times. Now, I don't know if the Packers said, we have a lead, let's run the ball, let's prepare for the Commanders next Thursday.
Whoa.
You know. Pause. Or did the Lions defense actually, did the corners and safeties and secondary actually only allow 6 throws the whole second half? Like that's.
They made adjustments the second half and it was obvious, you know, we finally made them punt. We finally were making them nervous with, you know, I was so upset that the Brian Branch pick 6 came back because of Rockison holding. Like that would have been the complete momentum swing for us in the game, but that comes back. And so the defense is going to be fine. I'll say that. I'm not concerned about the defense. They'll be good.
Okay.
They'll be fine. But so I am really concerned about the offense, man. Like I'm actually concerned to watch Sunday's game against Chicago. You know, they're known for defense and they got some good defensive line players. So I'm concerned to watch that and see what happens. But defensively, we're going to be fine.
Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to just jump on, just be a negative Nancy about the whole thing. In the first and second half, the rush defense was pretty great. I mean, Green Bay only had 78 yards total. They had a few. They kind of inflict, you know, the last 5 minutes of the game, they ended up kind of getting first downs, and it was hard to stop. But, I mean, the rush defense played really well the whole game. Like you said, the second half we had multiple, you know, turnover opportunities. Anzalone dropped the one, Brian Branch.
Those were back to back, weren't they?
Yeah. So they did adjust. They did play a lot better in the second half. So, I mean, and even with the offense, I mean, man, it was ugly to watch. You know, we've been so accustomed to like 30, 40 points without even breaking a sweat. But, I mean, we still have so many weapons everywhere. They're going to have to clean up the offensive line and, you know, figure out the run game. I think we'll be.
Yeah,
I think it'll be good. We're gonna win some games. So, but it's, you know, it's tough. We gotta, you know, take one on the chin. Be humble. We don't want to be like other fan bases or just, you know, completely fanatical and, you know, jump, you know, cash in the whole season off week one.
Well,
it was very disappointing to see the performance. I didn't see a lot of grit. Didn't seem like we had the edge to us.
Correct.
But you know, I think. I still feel pretty good, and they did improve in the second half. So we'll be straight.
That's true. I wanted to add real quick. So just yesterday, 2 days ago, we can bring it up on the pod as well. JMO got an extension for another 3 years. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have JMO, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and now with Isaac Tesla's rookie deal, that's 4 years of those weapons. So I feel like we will be fine as an offense, but the only concern is the O-line. So if let's say we don't do so well this year, hopefully Brad does something about it, and hopefully he will. If we can, you know, trade for somebody else this year, or if by next year free agent comes along, or if they just get better.
One thing I wanted to mention too, Caleb, you brought up earlier in the group chat, each of the last 3 years, we started the year 1-1.
Yeah,
you drop usually it's week 2, but you know, you drop one early, you get it fixed. So I mean, sucked to see that. There was so much hype going into the season. sucked to see a stinker game one, but yeah. I still feel pretty good that we got about as much talent as anybody in the league.
Especially since we've owned Ford Field West for a little while, you know, it's kind of hard giving that back up. Go ahead, Adrian. You have a thought?
Yeah. So I was going to just jump thoughts because I usually think big picture. I just like the whole piece of pie or whatever. And I'm thinking about Brad Holmes. So we know Brad Holmes is probably, he is the best GM we've ever had in franchise history. Like he took us from nothing to now we're a somebody and we've been contenders. But I want to know what you guys think. I'll start with you, Caleb. Is Brad Holmes all in on winning a Super Bowl this season? Is he all in on winning a Super Bowl?
No, calm down.
There's my answer. The Packers went all in. The Baltimore Ravens went all in. The, dare I say, Buffalo Bills went all in. These teams went out and they found good players. I'll throw Philadelphia Eagles in there. They, again, go out and just get Za'Darius Smith, who's begging to play on a team, begging to be a guy that can just rotate in and give somebody a breath and get a sack. I don't know what our Brad Holmes is doing. Looking at our defensive line and putting so much hope in Marcus Davenport and who's behind him? Who is literally behind him? Because Muhammad? Kentucky.
Yeah,
Muhammad. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably,
which he's supposed to be giving Aiden a break, but I don't know, man. To me, he is so long term. He's big picture. He's setting up to be like the Baltimore Ravens, bro. Who wants to be the Baltimore Ravens
or the Niners?
Who wants to be a team that is good for so long but never does anything? Don't get me wrong. Yes, they won a Super Bowl back when Joe Flacco was like 2 years in the league, but it's like they've been that team that makes it to the playoffs and gets schooled by the Chiefs or by the Bills. Like, yeah. Do we want that or do we want a Super Bowl? Do we want to go all in and get it? And so if you're asking me, I don't think he did. This team does not look, especially the offensive line, does not look anywhere near as ready as they did last year.
I just don't think he's that aggressive. I just don't think he's that type of, like that. That's his. He's that type of guy.
His style.
Throw all the chips in on one. I mean, and I can appreciate it. I mean, he's got most of our core locked up for years to come. He wants to be successful consistently, long term, and I appreciate that. And I don't know if he looks at the team where last year our defense was about the same, and if we didn't have 20 guys get injured, we're probably. Winning the Super Bowl, so he might be coming into it thinking, let's roll with what we got. We're good enough to win the Super Bowl with what we have.
Yeah.
I mean, the offensive line, that's probably the biggest detractor of this team this year, but it was a little frustrating not seeing maybe a little more aggressiveness, but adding pieces to the defense. But, you know, he doesn't want to, you know, just like the Rams. They went all in, got their Super Bowl with Stafford, had a couple crappy years. They're still pretty good, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's thinking long term. I appreciate that. But it's like, how many opportunities do you get? And plus, now with all the parity in the league, there's seven or eight teams who can win a Super Bowl right now. It's not like just Kansas City and Buffalo or one other.
This isn't the NBA. Yeah.
So it is concerning and it sucks and it's like we want to just get that monkey off our back, but I just don't think that he's that type of dude to sell the whole house on 1 year.
What do you think, Ivan?
Hey, when I think about it, he wants to have sustainability throughout the years for sure. Long term, what Kayla was saying, that is correct. But I feel like money-wise as well, coming back to like the numbers and accounts, he wants to pay his players first and to keep them. Yeah. I want to keep everybody for sure, like all these young players, but I don't feel like we're going to keep everybody eventually. We probably might be losing Brian Branch or Sam Laporta. I feel like either of those two we will lose within the next couple of years. So hopefully he keeps drafting how he's drafting, but there might be a point where, yes, he might need to put all his chips in to get to say that, you know, this is the full year. This is the But I don't know. It's hard. So I don't know. We'll see.
I think we need to reassess after week three. Like, whatever happens this weekend is going to happen. But then after you go against a contender like the Ravens, you'll know for sure what you need. Like, right?
Let's just hope that we're 2-2 after the first quarter, because we could be 1-4. Cleveland gave Cincy everything that they had yesterday, and if it weren't for their Down syndrome kicker, they would have won that game.
The kicker.
He missed a 30-yard chip shot, bro.
Yeah.
That would have won the game for him. Joe Flacco would have walked away with another victory.
Here's another thing to think about. Okay, if let's say if we don't make the playoffs, we do make the playoffs by wild card, but we still lose. Shoot, I'm not saying fire Brad Holmes, but start reconsidering, like, is what he's doing the right thing?
No.
Is there a limit? I want to keep him forever, you know?
I think if we don't make the playoffs this year, you're looking at your coordinators. Like, there's no way you're touching Dan Campbell or you're touching Brad Holmes. Yeah. These dudes have given you, at least have given you a NFC North championship 2 years in a row and brought you from nothing. Like, if people are calling for Dan Campbell's head, you are insane at the end of the season. Even if we went 0-16 this year, you're insane if you want to remove Dan Campbell.
0-17.
My bad. Still the old head. We went 0-17.
I can't even imagine a situation possible where that's even.
I know.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that.
I'm just saying. I think of Dan Campbell. Like,
it's true.
It's going to be your coordinators and assistant coaches that are out the door.
I kind of want to give a hypothetical going back to what Adrian, this is kind of for Adrian. When we were talking in spring training, you kind of put out a bold take there, and I wrote it down mentally. You said Frank Ragnow would come back during the season. if we start really, really taking L's because of the center position, do you think that Brad Holmes calls up Frank and says, listen, you missed six games of the season. We'll give you exactly your paycheck for the whole year minus the six games that you didn't have to get your body beat up. You got time to recoup. You want to come on back for a Super Bowl run. And we put you put Glasgow back at right guard, keep Mahogany there, and you've bolstered your offensive line right again.
What I mean, the whole lineup doesn't matter. Ratledge, Mahogany, but if you bring back Ragnow, bro, it's his mentals. Like, I go back to watching Quarterback on Netflix. Him and Goff just had the complete system of communication down for protection packages, for blitz packages coming. Like, Frank not only was a tank, but he was a genius on the line to identify what was going to happen on the defense. And you obviously see that on Sunday, that was not happening. And we miss him a lot. I saw it on the national media. I forget who it was, but they said the smartest thing this summer coming from, you know, in the national media, they said that most people are focusing on how we lost Ben Johnson, but nobody's focusing on the fact that we lost Frank Ragnow. That is a bigger loss than Ben Johnson. Frank Ragnow was.
Dang.
And so if we're 0-3 after Baltimore, I think that's going to be the biggest cause, is we lost an all-pro center.
Mm.
If we're there. I don't think we'll be there, though. I think we'll get a W this weekend.
And remember, we still have Frank Haley. What's his last name?
Yeah.
The offensive line coach. So we still have him. Haley, yeah. So there shouldn't be a, like...
Yeah, he needs to look at the tape. 0%
chance Ragnow's coming back.
Well, that's what I said. That's what I said, bro. That's what I said. That's why I gave that question only to Adrian. Because he put that as his bold take, bro. He's coming back, so...
We're going to start an all-grit donation. Whoever wants to donate their feet and just toes so that Frank can play any kind of body parts that Frank needs, we will supply.
All right, so listen, I kind of want to go back to our bold takes from earlier in the week. We had Grady Packer Cheesehead with us. he said Golden is getting two touchdowns for his bold take. How did that go? Oh, there goes Golden. I think Golden caught like one or two balls, let alone two touchdowns. All right, so we're gonna save Adrian for last. I said Demo and Gibbs combined, they're getting three tutties. I think they got 3 yards combined. All right, and then I'm gonna leave this to Plax and Ive to settle this one. All right, Adrian said, "Your boy, Tess." Actually, hold on 1 second. Let me drop some audio file for you guys real quick. This is from last week.
Can you beat that bold take? All right. We also have a rookie wide receiver.
Oh, boy.
He is from Hudsonville, Michigan, just 10 minutes down the road. My bold take is our new rookie, immediately out of the gate, gets his first NFL touchdown in Lambeau, where he does a Lambeau leap right into the stands.
Wait. More beer on him, guys.
But wait a second. If he gets the touchdown and he doesn't do the Lambo leap, that bold take does not hit, right?
Correct. It's a parlay.
Oh, you got it.
All right. So,
the reason why. Whoop,
shut up, man. All right. So, Adrian, go ahead. Plead your case to the two boys.
All right. What I was telling on the boys chat is give me at least half a point. And the reason why is we knew that it was a touchdown. It was legal, but because the refs said no touchdown, Tislaw didn't have a chance to celebrate and do his Lambo leap like he said was going to. They all had to go back to the sideline and wait like 5 minutes or whatever for the decision, and then they finally called it. If it weren't for that, I would have gotten my bold take. So that's
what a freaking catch, too.
Yeah.
Dude, what a freak.
His first catch.
Right, that was his first catch, too.
So I saw this stat, too. He only had 3 reps in the game.
Yep.
Only 3 reps in the game. His only catch was that catch and touchdown.
And that's the only time they threw to him out of the 3 plays he was out there.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to put – I'm going to show you boys this. Adrian – well, I'll show you later, but I'll give you a half a point, Adrian. I got no problem with that. But I'm only one out of the other two here. So, I mean, technically you did say Lambo leap. So,
yeah. Man. Yeah. Tesla was a nice little tree at the end. If we walked away from that Packers game with no touchdowns, just a bunch of field goals, bro, I would have been twice as depressed. Like, we can't even score.
So there's our bold takes for the year so far. Adrian's on the board with 0.5.
All right, it's going up on the wall.
Nice.
All right, so let's get into this week's bold takes, boys. What do you think? All right, so this week, Chicago, Chi-Town is coming in to Detroit, Ford Field, game 1 p.m. That's how we like it. We're used to games without a lot of eyes on us because we've sucked for 30 years. All right, we got the Bears coming in 1 p.m. What say you, Adrian, for this week's bold take?
Yikes, man. I haven't even thought about it because I want to watch the Bears tonight, see how they look with Ben Johnson.
Okay. Well, listen, let me throw this out at you. So we're going to try to throw out a Thursday pod with a crossover episode with a Chicago Bears fan. So do you want to hold on bold takes for Thursday?
Let me hold on it. Let me think about it.
Okay.
To marinate.
And I'll tell you what.
I have one ready.
Listen.
All right. Those boys got their bold take.
Yeah, I can put it down right now because you guys probably won't be with us on Thursday anyway.
Head one in the chamber, ready to rock.
You're never. All right, let's go, baby. All right, Plax. Thursday, bold take. Hit me.
Doesn't feel like much of a bold take after the last 3 years, but after Monday or yesterday's performance. I think the offensive line is going to bounce back, and we're going to – I'm not going to say whether it's Montgomery or Gibbs, but as a team, we're going to rush for over 115 yards.
Ooh. As a team over 115?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Sunday was 46 yards rushing.
Yeah. Kind of a mild take, but might be a bit of a hot take this year.
It does feel like a hot take after what we saw Sunday.
And I think if we're if we're rushing for over 100 yards a game, I think that means we're back.
Okay.
You know, and that's just gonna open up, you know, the top of the defense. We'll start getting those better passes than that we're used to. So I think they're gonna bounce back.
That's a cumulative, right, for the whole team?
Cumulative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Ivan. What say you, bud?
Okay. Can I hit a parlay?
Heck yeah, bro. Heck yeah.
Okay. All right. I feel like, yes, the running offense will come back. So we need a Montgomery touchdown. I feel like they'll get the ball within the 10. Red zone, 10 yard red zone, and I think you're gonna punch it in with Montgomery. So that's one of them. But also, I just want a deep ball from JMO for JMO. So
you're wishing it.
Yeah, I really want one. I think they can, and I think they
can. What's a deep ball? Put a yardage on it.
40 yards. That's a good point. 40
plus 50 plus 40.
All right, yeah, 40 yard touchdown, and then Monty. We'll just put Monty as touchdown, JMO 40-yard touchdown. We got you, dude. That's bold. We'll do it. Yeah, I like the yardage added to that to make it more bold.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Plax, over 115 yards rushing. Normally not a bold take, but with last week, as was mentioned, we got to start somewhere. So me and Adrian will give you guys and our listeners our bold takes on Thursday, most likely, or we will put it out on socials and you'll find out what it is either way.
Yep.
What else you got, OC? Anything?
Nah, man. I mean, we're all sad and everything on this podcast, but I'm happy football's back, dude. It was first football Sunday, had plaques and not even over, had some chicken pot pie, had the family. It was nice. It's nice to have football back and get some fantasy going. Lions better play better so it can be a good season. Yeah. But I think we're all glad that football's back, baby.
Well, I'll end by saying we watched the game with some Packers fans, like, as you know.
Tough.
And we gave it to them guys last year. I mean, we swept them last year. We had videos of us holding flags
in his
face.
Yeah.
Just in his face, and he was just sitting on the couch like swallowing his pride. So he was able to give a little bit back this year, and you know what, some of the Lions fans lost a little respect for him. They walked outside and they went to play in cornhole with like 6 minutes left of the game, 8 minutes left of the game, whatever it was. And I was like, no, we got to sit here and we're gonna let the Packer fan do his thing, because we gave it to him all last year. So I let him do his thing.
Oh, respect. And, to see it through, my boy.
Yeah. That's right. We'll see him in Thanksgiving. I told him, you ain't going to do that again. He said, yes, we will. We're going to come in Detroit and do it again. I said, we'll see. So on that note, my bad. So, this is the podcast, your humble host, joined alongside the OC, the intern, the GM, the stat guys driving home from Indy right now. Safe travels.
Shout out, Clay.
Just remember, our listeners, follow the All Grit Podcast. That is 2 T's. All Grit Podcast on iHeart, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify. Find us on your socials on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, MySpace.
Microsoft Teams. Yeah, we got them all.
We'll see you Thursday. We out.